Welcome to Transforming Your Health. My name is Hanan Payson, and I'm here with Dr. Sal Zarullo. Today's topic is detoxification. Dr. Sal Zarullo, nowadays it seems unusual for the leading health magazines not to have an article or a section on detoxification. Why has detoxification become so popular in recent years?
Hanan, as a result of the Industrial Revolution and the post-World War II petrochemical revolution, toxins have accumulated in the human system faster than they can be eliminated. In 2003, the Environmental Working Group, in partnership with the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, released the Body Burden Study. And this study consisted of 9 individuals whose bodies were tested for 210 chemicals. And what the study found was that the subjects had an average of 91 industrial compounds, pollutants, and other chemicals in their blood and urine. 76 of these chemicals are linked to cancer. The participants also had a total of 48 PCBs, which were banned in the United States in 1976. And these people in the study do not work with chemicals on the job and do not live near industrial facilities. And the reason why I bring this study up, Hanan, is because the Body Burden study clearly demonstrates how toxins in the environment wind up in our body. And consider this. This was a test for only 210 chemicals, and the subjects contained an average of 91 chemicals. There are more than 80,000 chemicals in the United States environment, with approximately 700 more chemicals introduced each year. People now carry within their bodies a modern-day chemical cocktail derived from industrial chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, food additives, heavy metals, and the residues of pharmaceuticals. And the result of all this, Hanan, is something we call bioaccumulation, which is a buildup in the body of foreign substances. And over the past 10 years, hundreds of studies have demonstrated the dangers to our health from bioaccumulation.
Dr. Sal Zarullo, are there any signs that tell us when our body is in need of a detoxification program?
Yes. The analogy that I find very useful to help answer this question is that of a fish tank. When a fish tank is not periodically cleaned and the filters are not changed, it is easy to observe what happens because the tank is made of glass, so you can see inside. And what you see is that the water becomes cloudy or even murky. There is visible debris and waste product from the fish that builds up, and the overall ecology of the tank begins to change. There is much more algae, the water becomes polluted with harmful bacteria and other toxins, and the fish begin to weaken and eventually they show signs of ill health and disease. Well, the exact same thing occurs with people. When our inner fluids become polluted and full of toxins, and we don't address this by means of detoxification, our bodies will also weaken and show signs of ill health and disease. So what are those signs? Some of the main signs that I have observed over the years, which continually show up on my past medical history forms and on my self-tests, are fatigue and lethargy, persistent bloating and gas, excess weight, especially around the abdominal region, headaches, mood changes, a feeling of dizziness or feeling spacey, joint pain and swelling, allergy symptoms, constipation, sinus congestion, food sensitivities, dull skin and skin breakout. And remember, the skin is a secondary detoxification organ. So when the primary detoxification organs, such as the liver and the colon, become overloaded, the skin will act to eliminate toxins. Therefore, one of the best things that you can do for skin conditions, such as acne and psoriasis, is detoxification. Other symptoms that I also see in my practice are chronic pain, very often back pain, neck pain, insomnia, hemorrhoids, food reactions, and many, many other symptoms, but I would say those are the major ones.
Dr. Sal Zarullo, What kind of results can your listeners expect from a detoxification cleanse?
Hayden, it's important to understand that a good cleanse takes a tremendous burden off of the body. Our body systems that were using so much energy to manage the overload of internal toxic sludge now get a break. And therefore, we will feel much lighter. We have much more energy. The skin of clients that complete a detoxification takes on a much more radiant glow. Also, excess weight, congestive waste come out of the body, and one of the first things people notice is their abdominal region that is often very distended tends to normalize or at least is greatly reduced. I also see vast improvements in chronic conditions such as allergies, sinusitis, headaches, digestive disturbances. See, after a cleanse, the body gets a chance to recalibrate and find its own internal center. So what I want to make clear is that our bodies really want to be healthy. They just need some help from time to time.
I have a very busy schedule. Would a detoxification program interrupt my life? I'm concerned that I may have to be in the bathroom all day long.
Those are great concerns, Hayden, and I thank you for bringing them up. And the answer is no. You will not have to put your life on hold, and you will not have to be in the bathroom all day long. There are detoxification programs out there that are very radical and require one to sequester themselves and to really have spent a lot of time in the bathroom. And my detoxification programs are not like that. They're very gentle, they're safe, and at the same time, highly effective. They're done over time, usually about 30 days, and they are specifically designed for those of us who have busy lives. For example, most of my clients are working full or part-time. They're students, they're raising children, or a combination of all of these things. And I understand their need to continue their lives and at the same time to take their health up to another notch. So, stated once again, the programs I design allow you to participate in your necessary activities and at the same time participate in a detoxification. I hope that answers your question.
Yes. Are your detoxification programs invasive?
No, they're not. My detoxification programs involve the taking of herbs and some powders, but different depending on the particular program. And there also are practices that I do recommend to facilitate the process.
Can you elaborate on some of the other practices?
Yeah, sure. One practice that I highly recommend is sauna. The sauna will raise your body temperature and cause you to sweat, and it'll help rid the body of certain toxins. Also, you can facilitate the sweating process by aerobic exercise. So I recommend that my clients sweat at least 3 to 4 times a week, if they can, by means of sauna or aerobic exercise, and I like for them to do in a particular exercise that they find enjoyable. Sometimes it's Ashtanga yoga or riding on a stationary or a mobile bicycle. Other times it could be an aerobics class. It's all depends on the preferences of the client. Another thing is a detoxification bath. The one I recommend is to fill 4 cups of Epsom salt in a warm bath and stay in the bath until the bath gets cool, which will help draw a lot of the toxins out of the body. Another practice that I find is very helpful is rebounding, which is the mini trampoline. And that is great for the lymphatic system, as is body brushing, just lightly brushing over your body, always starting from the extremities and working your way towards the heart. So you can go right up from the feet to the legs, all the way up to the heart, and do the same thing with the hands, working up through the arms and back towards the heart. And something, another very easy practice is tongue scraping, which helps to eliminate the toxins that build up on the tongue, which usually happens during a detoxification practice. And these practices are wonderful to do on a regular basis, even when you're not doing a detoxification plan.
How often should a detoxification program be performed?
Generally speaking, Hanen, I recommend a detoxification program be performed at least every 6 months, although this varies from person to person.
This is something that I have to give a try.
I would be happy to work with you, Hanen.
Would I need to fast during the cleansing program?
No. I find that fasting often leads to reactions that are too uncomfortable for most clients. While on my detoxification programs, I encourage clients to eat as much as they need to, although certain dietary modifications are recommended. There are certain foods and food types that support the detoxification process, and these modifications are clearly discussed during the interview, and handouts and guidelines are given. For those that order my products and programs online, these modifications are clearly outlined.
Does your program target certain organs, for example, the liver?
That's a good question. What I usually start my clients on is a 7-point herbal cleanse. Because the body possesses 7 channels of detoxification and elimination, for a detoxification program to be most effective, it must address the needs of all these channels. The 7 channels are the blood, the skin, kidneys, lymphatic system, lungs, liver, and the bowels. My programs have herbs that support each of these 7 channels. There are times when I may start with a different cleanse. For example, when a client has a very high score on the Candida self-test, I may start with that particular Candida cleanse. And that cleanse may or may not be followed immediately by a 7-point cleanse, but I do recommend that sometime afterwards the 7-point cleanse is performed.
Do you have any recommendations for the average person listening to this interview?
Yes, I do. My observation is that in today's world, in order to live a vibrantly healthy life, which I know is the desire of just about everyone that I meet, you must cleanse. It is part of what is required nowadays for the reasons I mentioned, due to the toxic assault that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Cleansing is an integral part of what is needed to maintain a healthy lifestyle. My detoxification programs can be completed in one of two ways. The first way is that I can be contacted and then I can see my clients on a one-to-one basis and walk them through the whole process. Or the products and the program can be mailed to a client, and it's set up in a way that it's very easy to follow. It's done step by step, and I find that my clients are able to complete the program and do it in a way that works for them and feel inspired about the changes that they experience during the detoxification process.
Dr. Salzarullo, are there any closing comments that you have for the audience?
Yes, there are. One is that the detoxification is a wonderful process and you can have a lot of fun with it. Some people have this impression that it's a very heavy and arduous process, and in my experience, and in the experience of many of my clients, the detoxification is something that we look forward to. There is a shedding of the old. There's a stepping into something new. There's a rejuvenation. There is a clearing. For instance, at the time of this interview, I am halfway through a 7-point cleanse, and it's wonderful.
What is the best way for the listeners to contact you?
My website is drsalzarullo.com, and that's spelled D-R-S like Sam, A-L-Z zebra, A-R-U-L-O.com.
Tuning into this episode of Transforming Your Health with Dr. Salzarullo.